This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Victor Fiorillo joins us today. He, of course, is with Philly Mag, the deputy editor over there. Victor, good morning.
Morning, Rich. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. So you got two big stories today that you were breaking on Twitter, at Victor Fiorillo. Which one would you like to begin with today?
Well, let's start with the newest one, Karen Hepp.
Let's do it. Fox 29 anchor Karen Hepp.
So we all know that, you know, you go on different websites and you see these ads pop up for meet single ladies and things like that. And there are all these photos of women. And I often wonder, like, who are these women? These models, are these actually women from the website? And it turns out that one of these women was, or is, because some of these are still up, Fox 29 news anchor Karen Hepp. She has filed a massive $10 million federal lawsuit against Facebook, Reddit, a pornography site, and other sites after they apparently just took her image and used it on ads for erectile dysfunction, for dating apps, and all kinds of other things. So it'll be really interesting in the wild, wild west of the internet to see how this plays out.
According to the suit, you write, the photo was used in an ad that appeared on Facebook for a dating site that encouraged users to click to meet and chat with single women. Now, does Facebook hold any responsibility for the ads that are placed on their site?
Well, it's a good question. I think there are a lot of holes in the lawsuit, just meaning unanswered questions that are going to be argued in court. Certainly, Facebook is going to say that they don't have a responsibility. You know, there's also the question of, did she ask for it to be taken down, and how was that responded to? But, you know, it remains to be seen, but a $10 million lawsuit against social media giant like that is definitely worth noting. And I imagine that she didn't file it lightly, and that she, you know, has some reason to think that she can actually win it. Or maybe she's just trying to call attention to the issue, which, you know, is obviously a problem. People steal images all the time. Even, you know, media outlets in Philadelphia, I see them using photos that, you know, they credit to somebody's Facebook account or Twitter. But if they're, you know, in those cases, you know, a lot of times they're not public figures. Like, you can't just take their photos, but people do it all the time. In her case, this photo, she says she actually doesn't even know exactly where it came from. It's an old photo. And she says she certainly never gave any of these sites permission to use it in ads or anything like that. So,
this is Fox 29 anchor Karen Hepp. And she also, according to the suit, the photo was used in an ad for an erectile dysfunction pill and also on a pornography site. And it was tweaked into an animated GIF showing a man, you know, being no longer being king of his castle behind her, I guess would be an easy way to say it.
Pleasuring himself is the phrase that we tend to use,
sure,
when we're trying,
right,
to be careful,
yes,
about it. And I'll also note that she only found out about it after coworkers and managers at Fox 29 happened to see these ads on different sites. And they said to her, Karen, do you know that your photo is all over the internet? So I'm sure that was an embarrassing moment for her.
Wow. I feel bad for her, because a lot of that stuff is obviously, you know, happening more and more. But we'll see what happens, where the lawsuit goes. It's interesting. The other thing, of course, and this is a big First Amendment thing, you've been covering the DROP program. And for people that don't know, explain to us what the DROP program is.
Sure. Reporter Ralph Cipriano has been doing a series of investigative reports for years for us on DROP, which is a retirement plan that basically lets city employees retire, collect a bunch of money, and then they can go back to work and make more money with the city and not actually retire. I would encourage people to just look up his story, which is the triple dip in drop, I believe it's called, which basically allows some employees to do this three times and waste a massive amount of taxpayer money. So Ralph's story will definitely explain it better than I can, but it's basically like ridiculous waste and allowing, you know, city employees who already, you know, get pretty great paychecks to quote unquote retire and then unretire and then take advantage of a ridiculous compensation system.
Yeah, and Ralph's been on the show before, and I'll get him on again to go into detail about this, the awful abuse of this program, without a doubt. But Victor Fiorillo, your piece today, or I guess a couple days ago in Philly Mag, the Kenny administration's Trumpian response to our latest drop expose. And you point out in the first paragraph how Kenny has made his hatred of the president quite clear. He's called him a tyrant. He said the president's trying to turn the country into a dictatorship. He's called the president a fragile egomaniac. The mayor has suggested he might even be Satan himself. And then you write, Kenny's latest move is a page torn right out of Trump's own playbook. So go ahead, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, we all know that Donald Trump does not exactly have a good relationship with the press. And, you know, this is what specifically I'm referring to. I reached out to the Kenny administration earlier this week. Sorry, not to the Kenny administration. I reached out to other city departments for a story that I am working on, just to get some very basic information, not like any, you know, crazy questions, just very simple questions that typically they would just answer for me and send me on my way. I wound up getting a runaround, and eventually one of the mayor's deputy mayors of communications told me that there's a new policy in effect for Philly Mag and Philly Mag only, where any questions that any Philly Mag reporters have to go to Philly Mag editor Tom McGrath, who's been on your show before. So basically my top boss, who's very busy, I have to track him down. I have to give him the question, and then he has to track down Mayor Kenny's also very busy chief of staff, Jim Engler, basically, you know, his right-hand man. And then Jim Engler will decide if he wants to, quote, approve the request, and then he'll then send it down the stream and have the right person handle it. We've never encountered this before during the Nutter administration, during the John Street administration, and John Street was, you know, one of the worst mayors when it comes to dealing with the press. But we never encountered this before, and I thought it had to be some kind of mistake. I come to find out that they put this in place because they hated our drop story and felt that it was unfair. So now they've decided to make us, you know, run around in circles, and basically they're violating our First Amendment and probably our Fifth Amendment rights, and making it very difficult for us to report on city government. And, you know, reporting on city government is, you know, extremely important and one of the main things that we do.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm so glad you point out the hypocrisy of this, because constantly the mayor is going on about how Donald Trump wants to destroy the First Amendment, hates the press, he won't, you know, the guy's a dictator, everything like this. And Philly Mag, you guys, I mean, look, I disagree a lot with what you write. Sometimes I agree with what you write. You write different things. You have different opinions all over the place. You make people mad sometimes. People love your story sometimes. It's what you do, right? You're a magazine. But for the administration to turn around and say, well, we don't like how you covered this story of us, so we're no longer going to give you access, that's called retaliation. That's different. They're not allowed to do that. They're not allowed to retaliate against you because you're writing a story that they don't like, because you're trying to get to the bottom of the truth about this ridiculous drop program.
I was really shocked when they told me this, and you know, yeah, they're definitely retaliating against us, and they could have just sort of retaliated without telling us they were retaliating, which maybe would have been the smarter move. So, you know, I send a request in, and, you know, instead of it taking 3 hours, it takes, you know, 24 hours to turn around. And I'm just sitting there wondering why this is taking so long. But in this case, they actually decided to be upfront with us about it, which I guess good on them, and tell us, hey, we're retaliating against you. We're going to make your job really hard and all of your colleagues' jobs really hard. So I was really shocked when they came out with this, you know, on the record, and, you know, I can't imagine why they would do that. And, obviously, you know, now it's turned into a bigger story and more attention is being cast on the, you know, drop program, because of their actions. So as it stands right now, any breaking news that's going on in the city, if there's a water main break, if there's some kind of terrorist incident, God forbid, and, or if there's, you know, any even simple question that we want to ask, like, you know, why didn't one neighborhood's trash get picked up for 3 weeks in a row? We can't just ask that question like any other media outlet would, meaning go to the streets department and say, hey, why wasn't this trash picked up? We now have to go to one of the busiest people in the city and ask him for permission to ask the question in the first place.
And it's only for Philly Mag.
It's only for Philadelphia Magazine. I mean, they made that quite clear in their statement to us that you can read in the story. And they, you know, cite, you know, our report. They admit in the very statement that they gave us on the record that it's in retaliation for, you know, the story that we published. And, you know, also, I'm sure the fact that we didn't endorse Jim Kenney for mayor for the May primary, I'm sure that had something to do with it as well.
Yeah.
I was told it was a cumulative effect and that the dropped story was really one that pushed them over the edge.
I'm amazed that they actually told you that, though, because you figure they would just lie and just try to trap you in the bureaucracy. But for them to just come out and actually tell you, yeah, we're punishing you guys. That's amazing to me.
Exactly. You know, and it became another story, and it's ongoing. I mean, right now we're considering our legal options. I mean, you look at the case of Jim Acosta and CNN versus the Trump administration after Trump revoked his press card for the White House. And, you know, he filed.
Well, that's a great point, right? So you bring up a great point. And every media outlet in the country rallied around Jim Acosta. Is every media outlet in Philadelphia rallying around Philly Magazine and saying that they demand you get access to the mayor now?
Well, we've definitely, you know, heard from a lot of media personalities in Philadelphia. I haven't seen any of them come out publicly, but we hear there are some things like that in the works. But, you know, I'm no legal scholar, but I don't really see how this doesn't violate our First Amendment rights. And then, you know, like the Jim Acosta matter, it also would seem to violate, you know, our Fifth Amendment rights to due process. You know, they're just capriciously taking this action against us. And, you know, there's no due process involved to determine, okay, well, what media organization, how they deal with media organizations. They're just deciding to say, okay, Philly Mag, you're in trouble, and you no longer get the access that everybody else gets. And, you know, a lot of the stories that we do are about the city and about things going wrong with the city and, you know, pointing out wasteful spending and things like that. And, you know, now they're impeding our ability to do that and inform readers, taxpayers, you know, about what's going on in the city.
Yeah, and you know what, Victor Fiorillo, I suggest the entire Philadelphia Media Corps, they should all boycott Jim Kenney, coverage of Jim Kenney, until they stop this war against Philadelphia Magazine, this retaliation against Philadelphia Magazine for covering this waste of the drop program and the coverage that you give. Every single media outlet in the city should join together, stand with Philadelphia Magazine, and say, we will not cover anything at a city hall until they stop this war against Philadelphia Magazine.
Well, I love that idea, Rich, and we'll see if it happens.
Yeah, let's hold our breath.
Unfortunately, you know, Philly Mag is not does not have a lot of friends in the journalism community. We, you know, butt a lot of heads with a lot of other journalists, or at least I should say I certainly do. We'll see what happens. We have had some you know, national interest in this. Also, like I said, we have heard from some journalists individually in Philadelphia about it. But we'll see if we can make a boycott work.
Yeah, because look, he's bullying you guys. He's bullying you guys. And he's also denying you your First Amendment rights. You are the media. You are the press. He does it to me all the time. He's never come on the show. We've asked a million times. I'm not surprised by that. But quite frankly, I mean, Victor, let's face it. Philly Mag overall skews probably more to, I'd say, center left than center right. And so, you know, for the mayor to punish you guys like this, it really shows you to the extent of how angry this guy really is if you say a single bad word against the guy.
No, absolutely. And it's kind of funny that it, you know, took this drop story to make this happen. You know, a couple of years ago when I wrote about his Iceland trip with his secret girlfriend and the bonus that she got from the Democratic National Committee, you know, that might have been a good time to say, hey, I'm not dealing with Philly Mag anymore. But I guess he could take a lot of beating, and now we just broke his back.
Well, good for you. Good for Ralph Cipriano. Good for Philly Mag for keeping up on this waste of a drop program, this abuse. Absolutely. Thank you for coming on the show today, Victor Fiorillo. And again, on Twitter, at Victor Fiorillo. We'll talk to you again. Keep me posted on this, buddy.
Thanks, Rich. Take care.
You got it.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.